Hey folks, Dan Ferreiro here with the closing bell for January 20th, 2025. So today I'll remember probably the rest of my life. You're probably saying, Dan, it's Martin Luther King Day and Inauguration Day on the same day. No, it's neither of those, actually. It's my heater went out today and it's 5 degrees in Chicago. So it's freezing here. I'm down in my basement, tucked away, and this is what we're doing this evening. So without further ado, let's get over to what's in the news today. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is right through here, the inauguration of President Trump. He is now back in office. The big news right now is what's he going to do with tariffs and everything else. So we're going to dissect, not today, but in the next few days, all the things that he puts in place over the next couple weeks or probably next couple years. We'll get to that in 1 second. Here's what I want to talk about briefly right through here. If you're looking to buy your first house in 2025, now you've already decided you want to buy a house. I'm not going to go back and forth and banter. I finally gave up on that. If you think the housing market's going to crash, you know, please, you might want to just turn the dial. I want to talk to those out there that really are looking to buy a house in 2025 because, you know, you found it imperative for your family. It might be a health thing or a physical thing where it's a more safe situation to be in. Or just might be in the financial plans that you want to build generational wealth and you think this is the way to do that. So if you decided to do that, I went through several videos here and I'm like, you know, what do people do if they're looking to buy their first house? And then I saw Marco here with 628,000 views. And then Dave Ramsey has 2.4 million views. Our friend over at Clear Value Tax, 8 months ago, 500,000 views. So the list goes on and on and on. So you have my word in 2025. Here's what we're going to do. You can even check the live event because we're already scheduling them out. We're going to schedule realtors from all over the country. So if you're looking to buy a house anywhere out there in the country, let us know. If you're a realtor out there and you want to collaborate on YouTube, let us know because we want to do interviews every week with realtors, the people that have boots on the ground, so you guys can understand what's truly behind the scenes when it comes to real estate in 2025 in your local areas. So let's talk about the news that we're having today. So right through here, like I said, the inauguration of President Trump just hit the wires. And so over the next several weeks, especially in the next week or two, we're going to see the immediate impact of some of the things he's doing. And some of the good news that we're seeing in some of the headlines it's not this one. Biden pardons his family members at the last minute. It's over in this section right through here. It says Trump looks set to avoid big tariff actions on first day. So was it kind of a bluff that he was doing, or was it maybe a carrot dangled in front of these countries' noses to say, hey guys, you might want to negotiate with us before we really smack you with these tariffs? So is it going to work? We don't know. And that's what we're going to just focus in on over the next several weeks to see how that is going to impact things. Because what a lot of people are thinking right now, and a lot of analysts are saying this, and a lot of politicians as well, they're saying, you know, these tariffs are going to be detrimental on trade and what happens in the United States, especially with inflation. So I think we might be surprised this year. Folks, I'm not getting political on the channel. I'm just saying I think a lot of the actions and a lot of people that are going to be put in place might have our fiscal responsibilities in place. And they might be taking a crack out of our deficit, which is going to be dramatically helping the situation. So my expectations are that the inflation is going to start dropping over the next several months. I'm still not predicting mortgage rates to get into the high fives in the next 3 to 4 months. I hope we get there. You know, we might be there at the end of the year. I'm still saying at the end of the year, I'd be excited if we were at 6 to 6.5 range. I think we're going to stay more sticky in the 6.5% range once we get there, and only time's going to tell. Right through here, here's the economic news we have for the week. And there's really nothing on the agenda until Thursday. We have some jobless claims numbers coming in. I don't think these are really going to be shock and awe, so I don't think that's really going to affect the markets. Right now, the CME's FedWatch tool is saying, but you guys don't remember, the Fed's meeting next week, folks. What are they going to do? Well, if you scroll down through here, the Federal Watch tool's telling us they're not going to do anything. They're just going to sit and wait and see how the new administration's actions take place, just like the rest of us. What's going to happen? We just don't know. So that's how everything's going to play out. Right now, today, the bond market was closed. Here's what's happened over the last five trading days in the bond market, especially when it comes to mortgage rates. You're seeing those right through here. The good news is this was where we were, and this is where we ended up over the last 5 days. What you have to understand in this chart is the chart goes up, mortgage rates come down. Okay, so this was a huge move in the market. So we locked in most of our clients actually about right through here over the last few days. And then we locked everybody in, and then all of a sudden the market deteriorated. And if you're one of my borrowers who I did this to, I'd love for you to comment down below just to give me a thumbs up and fact check me down below. So that's what's there. And now last but not least, if you're out there looking to buy your first house, or maybe you're trying to buy a first investment property, maybe trying to say, okay, how would a refinance even make sense? Back in 2023, I bought my first house at 8%. Now I'm seeing rates coming down. Should I refinance? Well, hopefully I can help you answer those questions. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at ServBank, the number 10th largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. And we're also a large mortgage brokerage. So what does all this mean to you? Well, one application, one credit pull, and think about it. We're going to shop your rate and loan program to over 30 of the country's largest mortgage companies and banks out there. So we can do all the heavy lifting for you. If you want to do this on your own, you want to call 30, 40 different banks, God bless you, go out there and work on that. But if you want us to take the heavy lifting off of you and take care of all the financing piece of this puzzle, love to do that. So go to therateupdate.com to find me and my team. You can go right through here. You can click the apply now button if you want to put in that application, but we strongly suggest you don't do that. Why? We'd love to talk to you. And you should be wanting to talk to us too, to just see, is there a good fit? After you talk to us, do we have the capabilities, do you think, to do this transaction and be on your side and help you be a part of that team when you're looking to buy that first house? So what we want you to do, schedule a consultation call with us, folks. Go up through there or call us. You can scroll down to the bottom of the website, right over through here. We have an 800 number. You're not going to a call center, folks. You're going to come to me, David, or Alan. All of us have over 20 years experience in the business. We'd love to help you. Just give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can email me personally. Don't leave. If you want to just leave, you know, comments, you can do that down there. But if you have any questions to ask, please email me directly right through here, and I'll include your phone number if you'd like. I'd be happy to call you, go over that question that you have with us, and make sure you're put on the right path. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Stay warm out there, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.